So let's review. The Gemara cites three statements of Rav Dimi that are alluded to in the Siman Yamim Gavriel Rav, and are derived from various Pesukim in Tanakh. Yamim, the Pasuk states, Ki hu al Yamim yasad v'anaharis chayneneha. Elu shiva Yamim v'arba naharis shemekifim es Eretz Yisrael. Yamim naharis refers to the seven seas and four rivers that surround Eretz Yisrael. Gavriel, Ki asr Rav Dimi om Rabbi Yechanon, asad Gavriel lasses kenigyim leviyasin. In the times to come, the Malach Gabriel will wage a hunt against the Leviathan fish, and Velmala Kadosh Baruch Hu Aizrei Ein Yochalai. Without Hashem's help, Gabriel will not be able to overcome the Leviathan. Ra'av, Ki Asr Avdim Am Rabbi Yechanan, B'shash Leviathan Ra'av, Maitzi Hevel Mipibu Martiach Kol Meimer Shebe Mitzula. When the Leviathan becomes hungry, he emits from his mouth steam which boils all the deep waters of the oceans. Velmalei machnis roicher leGan Eden in kol bar yechay lamed bereichay. And if the Leviathan would not stick his head into Gan Eden, no creation would be able to withstand the foul odor that comes along with the hevel. Ubeshoshet tzamei eisad tlamim tlamim bayam. When the Leviathan becomes thirsty and drinks, it creates huge trenches in the ocean and ein tahim chayzer leisane ad shem shana. The water does not replenish itself until after 70 years. The Gemara proceeds with several statements of Rabba Amr B'Yechanan. Amr Rabba Amr B'Yechanan, Asra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasa Su'udah LaTzadik, Mibsar Shlebiyasin. In times to come, Hashem will prepare a meal for the righteous from the meat of the Lebiyasin. V'ashar Machalken Oisai V'Oisin B'Yischer B'Shuk Yerushalayim. And the remainder of its meat will be distributed and sold in the markets of Yerushalayim. V'Amr Rabba Amr B'Yechanan, Asra HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasa Su'udah LaTzadik, Ma'ur Shlebiyasin. In times to come, Hashem will build a hut for the righteous made from the hide of the Lebiyasin. And the remainder of the Leviathan's hide will be hung over the walls of Yerushalayim, and its glow will reach from one end of the world to the other. Rabbi Yechanan darshened, Asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu levi avonim tevis margolias, shem shleishim al shleishim, v'chaykik behen eser al esim, umamid m'shar Yerushalayim. In times to come, Hashem will bring precious stones and pearls that are the size of 30 by 30 amma, and he will cut out an entryway the size of 10 by 20 amma, and place them at the gates of Yerushalayim. The Gemara asks from a brayse that refers to the pasuk of V'oilech eschem kamemiyos. Remeir says, Mosayim amma kishtei kamesh al adam arishin. In times to come, a person's height will be 200 amma, twice the height of adam arishin. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees and says, Meya amma keneged heichel b'ksalav. A person's height will be only 100 amma, the height of the heichel and its walls. And as Rashi explains, well, if you come us and sarach sh'arm gevayim, their height would require much higher gates than 20 amma. Therefore, the Gemara explains, Ki kam Rabbi Yechanan lechavi de beizika. Rabbi Yechanan meant the frames around the windows, not the doors. Avamar Abba am Rabbi Yechanan. Asar HaKadosh Baruch Hu la'asa sheva chupes lechol tzadik v'tzadik. Hashem will build 7 canopies for each righteous person. And the pasuk there mentions Ashan, there will be smoke in the canopies because Shakomi she'in of tzaris b'tamid chacham ba'il mazeh mismalis in of Ashan la'il maba. All those who were stingy and did not support tamid chacham in this world, their eyes will be filled with smoke in the world to come. And the pasuk there also mentions Eish, there will be fire in the canopies because malamich kol echad ve'echad nichva mechu pasuk shachaveri. Each person will be burned when he sees the others have even greater canopies. Ayla la'isa busha, ayla la'isa klima. Amar Rabba Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Loik Yerushalayim Shal Mazeh, Yerushalayim Shal Maba. The Yerushalayim of today's times is different than the Yerushalayim in the world to come. And that regarding Yerushalayim Shal Mazeh, Kalawit Salalis Oila, all people are permitted to enter Yerushalayim. While regarding Shal Maba, in Oilan Eila Hamuzimanim La, only those who were invited, only those who are worthy, will be permitted to enter Yerushalayim. In times to come, the righteous will be called by the name of Hashem. As Rabbi Yechanan says, Gimel Nikra Shmei Shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. There are three who are called by the name of Hashem, Ve'elohen, Tzadikim, U'Mashiach, Ve'Yerushalayim. Rabbi Lazar says, Asidim Tzadikim Shoim Lefneim Kadosh, Kederach Shoim Lefnei Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Shneim Ve'Ahaya HaNishar Betzin Ve'Anaisa Ve'Yerushalayim Kadosh Yom Alay. In times to come, the Malachim will recite Kadosh before the righteous, the way they recite Kadosh before Hashem. In times to come, Hashem will elevate Yerushalayim to the height of 3 parsa. Chanina bar Papa says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu loses its Yerushalayim b'midah. Hashem originally wanted to place a limit to the size of Yerushalayim until the Malachim said, Rebbeinu Shel Olam, Harbe Karachim Barasa Ba'ilamcha Shel Umas Ha'olam. For the great cities of the nations of the world, there are no limitations to their size. Yerushalayim, Sheshimcha, Betecha, Mikdashcha, Beseicha, Betzadika, Betecha, Atenaisen, Bamida? Certainly for Yerushalayim, which bears your name, and contains the Beis HaMikdash with all the righteous people, there certainly should be no limitations for its size. Thereupon Hashem said, Perazis Teish of Yerushalayim, Merev Adam, Ubehema, Betecha. Yerushalayim shall become wide open from the great number of people and animals that it will contain. The Gemara now returns to the Mishnah at the beginning of the Perek. Now, the halacha is that metatlin ein niknin ela b'mashicha. Movable assets are only acquired through mashicha if the buyer pulls the item. The Gemara proceeds with a machlikas regarding svina. How does the buyer perform mashicha on a ship? Rav says, kivin shemashach kol shukana. If the buyer pulls the ship and moves it even slightly, he acquires the ship. While Shmuel says, lekona shimshach es kula. He acquires the ship only if he pulls the entire ship completely out of its former position. But he does not acquire the ship if he moves it only slightly and it still remains partially in its former position. The Gemara attempts to say that this is actually a machlokes in the following braisa. Ketza b'mashicha. How does one perform mashicha on an animal? Kairu la b'hiba, oishe kishe b'makal v'ratza l'fanav. If the buyer called to the animal and it came to him, or he hit the animal with a stick and it ran before him. Tanakama says, kivin sha'akur yad v'regel kana. If the animal moves even two legs, he acquires the animal, which implies, like Rav, that regarding Mashicha, kol shukana, any movement is sufficient. While Rabacha says, achatahalich malei kamasa, he acquires the animal only if the animal moves all four legs, the distance of its entire length, which implies, like Shmuel, that regarding Mashicha, achayimshach es kula, a complete transfer from its position is required. The Gemara says that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps Rav does concur even with Rav Acha, because only regarding Balei Chaim, a live creature, does Rav Acha hold Achetahalach Malei Kamasa, because the Avag of the Akriyat V'regel B'duch Tekaima. If the animal moves only one foreleg and one hind leg, its body rests on the other two legs and remains in its original position. However, regarding a Svina, a ship, Rav Acha would agree that Kimet Shemashal Kol Shrukana, because Kimet Nadaba Porta Nadla Kula. If a ship moves even slightly, the entire ship was moved. And Shmuel does concur even with the Tanakama, because only regarding Balei Chaim does the Tanakama hold Kivin Shakur Yad V'Regel Kana, because it's Kivin Me'akur Yad V'Regel Idach Le'Me'akur Kaima. If an animal moves even two legs, the rest of the body is bound to follow and continue to move completely out of its original position. However, regarding Svina, the Tanakama would hold Achayimshach Es Kula, because Imashach Le'Kula in Ilai. If a ship moves slightly, it will not necessarily continue to move completely out of its original position. This discussion continues in the next daf.